This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, welcome into the Lake Show on a Monday evening. News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, we got to be real here on this Monday. And we have to stop with the babying of J.J. McCarthy in the media. Because some of us are doing that. Not the majority, but some of us are doing that. And to me, this is not about tough love. It's about being truthful. You're supposed to call it like you see it. J.J. McCarthy is struggling right now, and you got to call it for what it is. You know, I saw yesterday the analysis of the game, and I'm with everybody that talks about J.J. and the struggles. Did he have a moment at the end of the game, that final drive that they had? Absolutely. You can see the gamer in him. You can see that in tough situations, he's got, what's the word that everybody loves to use? Moxie. But when we talk about quarterback play in the National Football League, quarterback play isn't defined just by the highlights in the high moments or just by the lowlights. To be looked upon as a legitimate good starting quarterback in the National Football League, you have to be consistently good. Not terrible one week, brilliant the next, mediocre, average another week. You have to consistently be good. And we know that J.J. is not that. And I had a couple of buddies at some other outlets, television-wise, that were talking about drop passes. And I'm not going to sit here and act like there weren't a few drop passes yesterday. But period, point blank, give me a break. The reason why the Minnesota Vikings have been unsuccessful the last couple of weeks is because the quarterback play has not been up to par. It's not to say that J.J. McCarthy won't be a good quarterback, but we have to call it for what he is right now. He's not a good quarterback right now. Does it mean that he won't be better? Does it mean that he won't be great? Does it mean that he won't be a legitimate quarterback? But you can't say that about J.J. McCarthy right now. You can't say that he has it right now. You can't. He's had a few nice drives and had one great, well, I won't even say great, had one really good game against Detroit on the road. That's it. And the reason why I say you can't baby him is because that will not help his cause. That will not help him grow. He's got to take the brunt of the criticism, trying to protect him and shield him from stuff that ain't working. That don't help him. He's in the fire now. Let him move forward in the fire. Let him get better with the experience. Let him bump his head and make those mistakes and be better on the other side of it. 651-461-9226. Is there anybody out there that wants to make excuses for JJ? Because I don't think that that's what we should be doing right now. And this is the other thing that I hate about this conversation about young quarterbacks. People are acting as though all rookie quarterbacks struggle. And yes, I'm saying rookie because this is his first year starting. I know that he didn't play last year. But that's fundamentally not true. And we know this. Not every quarterback struggles. That's not true. We saw Jaden Daniels last year go off, right? They were unbelievable last year. Washington was off the charts. Have we not seen Dak Prescott when he first came into the league and he took Tony Romo's job after Tony Romo got hurt? Like, there's so many examples of guys getting opportunities early on and flourishing. And I'm not saying it's just because they have a great arm or they had great legs and they were mobile and all that. But let's not sit here and act as though guys don't come into the league and just start going off. Russell Wilson, same thing. He wasn't supposed to be the guy in Seattle. They had went and acquired Matt Flynn. So knock it off with the, well, he's just young and this is typically what happens. I'm not going to say it's not typical, but not every quarterback, young quarterback, comes into the league and struggles. That's not the case. Yes, there are guys like Sam Darnold. Yes, there are guys like Baker Mayfield. Did we see C.J. Stroud? Was he good from day one? Yes. So just knock it off. But we have to be real about this. And to me, Chris, we cannot be in this mode of protecting him from criticism because to me, when he takes the slings and arrows from the critics in the media and from the fans, then he will be better for it on the other side.
You can't go to U.S. Bank Stadium and hear all of the boos and the unhappiness from Vikings fans and then, you know, tune into whatever media outlet and hear everything is just nice and soft and rainbows and kittens and butterflies and puppies. It's not like that. I think part of the frustration with Vikings fans is you're coming off of last year. You're 14-3. Yeah, you got steamrolled by the Rams in the playoffs. You lost a bad game to Detroit before that. You decided, okay, Sam Darnold, you're gone. J.J. McCarthy, it's a plug and play. We're going to keep going. This is what we were told, that J.J. McCarthy was going to be able to step in on day one. This is what we were told. Or at least we were implied. It was implied that J.J. McCarthy was going to be able to come in and keep the train on the tracks and get a little bit better. Hasn't happened like that. So a little bit of adversity here. We love the idea of a rookie quarterback, of a young quarterback. This is our franchise guy. But we don't want to sit through the growing pains. We don't want to watch the bad throws. We don't want to see these repeated errors over and over and throwing the ball 95 miles an hour to a guy that's 3 yards away from you. There are so many things that we don't want to see. We just expect J.J. McCarthy to come in and be the guy. And like you said, Henry, he might be the guy, but progress is not linear with anything. We thought this was just going to be a clean plug and play, boom, happy kumbaya. Here we go, playoffs, Super Bowl, Santa Clara. I think we're finding out that it's a little bit rougher than we had anticipated.
We want him to be early in his career, Dan Marino, when he might be Geno Smith, and it might take some time.
Well, we don't know. Yeah, and that's just it. I'm glad you brought up Sam Darnold. I'm glad you brought up Baker Mayfield. I'm going to bring up somebody else that was in a Vikings uniform last year but didn't play a snap, but yet is in the conversation for NFL MVP. That's Daniel Jones. Like, there are so many guys that we love to label people a bust after three games or four games or what. Like, we need to step back. It's fun to talk about it. It's fun to sit there and have a couple of drinks and chop it up with your buddies and say, J.J. McCarthy sucks. This team sucks. Fire Kwesi. Fire KOC. You might as well just trade everybody and start over. But the bottom line is right now, J.J. McCarthy is your guy. Because benching J.J. McCarthy to me, Henry, like people are,
you cannot ruin his confidence.
No.
That does not help this team. This does not help this organization if you were to make a move like that. That's insane to
me. Benching J.J. McCarthy accomplishes nothing at this point. The rest of the season, and I've seen it, we've heard it, we've said it here, it is about seeing what J.J. McCarthy is. The playoffs, that's not happening. But let's see if he can string together maybe, you know, two or three more games like that he had in Detroit. Let's just see what happens and then find out if you've got a franchise guy going into the offseason. You still got, what, 9 games to figure it out.
651-461-9226. What do you mean 9 games?
How many games we got? 8?
We don't. We got
7.
We got 7 games left.
I don't know.
The math on that ain't math.
Well, you know what? I'm counting the playoff games too. That's what I'm doing.
You just said we're not going to the playoffs.
I lied. I'm just doing something to make the math.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from you guys. 651-461-9226. That's the WCCO talk and text line. Because we have to be real. And being real is this. The Minnesota Vikings lost yesterday's game because the quarterback wasn't good enough. It wasn't because Caleb Williams was. Caleb Williams, he wasn't good for the Bears. He wasn't great. Yeah, they're 7-3. I think that they're 7-3 despite some of the play from Caleb Williams.
Paper Tigers.
Seriously.
Paper Bears.
I look at the Chicago Bears, and I'm like, I'm not really sure they're that much better than the Minnesota Vikings.
They're gummy bears. They're gummy bears.
651-461-9226. The Lake Show has started right here on The Good Neighbor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, welcome back to the Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. You got to be honest about J.J. McCarthy. For him to get better, for him to improve, he's going to have to grow being in the midst of the fire right now. You can't sugarcoat it. You can't baby the guy. He heard the boos yesterday, and he's going to have to deal with the boos. That's part of it. And KOC, head coach, Kevin O'Connell from the Minnesota Vikings, of course he still believes in his young QB.
He's made of the right stuff. He's going to keep working at it. We're going to go back to work and continue to find every avenue, every way to try to help build the consistency to his mechanics. And then I firmly believe the accuracy will come.
The accuracy is the problem. The overthrows to J.J., to Jordan Addison, to T.J. Hockenson, like, that was the part that really was frustrating yesterday. Yes, there were a few drop balls in there yesterday. I saw a couple from Jordan Addison. Jordan, come on, man. Get yourself together. T.J. Hockenson, he had one. Bottom line, though, is the inaccuracy of J.J. McCarthy, that was a killer yesterday. Absolute killer.
Yeah, the last couple of weeks, like he had said, like, the quarterback has been the reason why this team has lost. Now, you can look at the end of the game after the touchdown pass to Jordan Addison. You take the 17-16 lead. How come they didn't kick out of the end zone? Like, none of that matters to me. The special teams gaffe with the Devin Duvernay long return.
That was unfortunate.
It was unfortunate, but there were a lot of situations that the Vikings should not have put themselves in. I do appreciate KOC with the Vikings winning the toss to receive. Because you always defer, but I feel like KOC was trying to set the tone out there with J.J. McCarthy. And you could see early, like, throws were sailing. It was very frustrating to see. And it's the same thing that we saw last week. Like, I feel like we're having the same conversation post-Bears game as we did post-Ravens. It's just got to be the accuracy. I'm not, like, the drop balls, those don't even bother me. Because
they bother me because they got to help out their young quarterback. I'm not going to sit here and act like drop footballs doesn't matter at all.
Right.
But they
don't have to. The receivers shouldn't have to be perfect in order to be able to move the ball downfield, though. I feel like these wide receivers right now have to be perfect in order to help J.J. McCarthy, and J.J. right now has to help J.J. He's got to...
Yeah, but hold on. If J.J. throws a perfect dart to a receiver and the receiver doesn't catch the football, that's on the receiver.
Yes.
I mean we got to call it for what it is. Like the receivers help the quarterback, and the quarterback has to put the receivers in a position to be successful too. So I'm not going to sit here and act as though, like, dropping footballs doesn't matter. But it's not like the drop footballs are the main reasons why they've lost football games, because that's not true.
No, absolutely. And that's what I'm getting at, is that, yeah, the drop balls were just a small percentage,
yes,
of the issues of J.J. Even if all of those balls are caught, we are still having this conversation about J.J. McCarthy's accuracy. He just happens to throw for, what, 175 to 200 yards, maybe? I get Jordan Addison walks in. If he hits Jordan Addison on that first drive, Jordan Addison walks into the end zone. And that's just part of it. This is just part of it. We don't like to see how the sausage is made. We just want it on our kitchen table.
651-461-9226. Text line from the 651. We have to be real. Real is selling tickets. Real is putting a product out there that works and sells tickets. The public should not have to pay for practice sessions. Is this person talking about, like, training camp?
No, they're
are they talking about games?
Yes, they're talking about games. They're
Man.
Talking about right now that this is practice for JJ McCarthy.
Come on,
this
Texter?
Is practice for JJ McCarthy.
Come on, Texter, don't do that.
I mean, Justin Jefferson's just out
you're
there
gonna,
doing cardio.
You're not gonna. Yeah, I was just about to. You just don't want that. Yeah. You think that JJ's just out there just running routes for practice?
Hey,
you're
man,
talking about practice, man, not a game. Not a game.
You mean I'm paying $3,000 a year to watch Justin Jefferson do wind sprints? Oh boy, yes. You know,
is that how much you pay for your tickets?
It's a lot.
I wish I was paying $3,000 for my Wolves tickets.
You know, the funny, I don't even know how much we pay. I just threw out a number.
you got a deal there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what we pay. I'd have to go back and look at the invoice. At the end of the day, I think we were maybe sold a bill of goods from the Vikings front office and coaches saying that we are just going to pick right back up where we were at. Nobody wants to tell their fan base, hey, we're going to insert this young guy.
I think they thought that, though.
No, I think they really believe that.
I think they thought that JJ was going to be better.
And based on all of the training camp, I mean, even Matthew Collar was out there and he's like, yeah, this guy's his accuracy is like, you know, 70-some-odd%. And now we're looking and, you know, he's, you know, very bottom, like 5% in quarterback rating and QBR. And we're talking about, you know, just over a 50%, you know, completion percentage. It's like, oh, man, is this Christian Ponder 2.0? It's not Christian Ponder 2.0. Like, we can't go back and pick at that scar tissue.
How do we not know? We don't know that he's not. He's got to prove that he's not Christian Ponder at this point, in my opinion.
To me, he's the opposite of Christian Ponder because he's throwing the ball too damn hard. Christian Ponder didn't throw the ball hard enough.
But that's the other part about it, though. That's the other part about it that I wanted to get to is that, to me, part of it also is when you look at J.J. McCarthy, the fastball thing has got to be something that he's got to relax on, that he has to just kind of chill out on. The reality is that you can't throw a fastball on every single throw. Like, my man, you got to be able to exhibit some touch.
Yeah, I thought that Chip Scoggins had a really good column in the Strib just where he was talking about the emotional state of J.J. McCarthy and how he gets himself just so amped up, and he's just got all of this adrenaline, which is great. I mean, adrenaline, you got to have that adrenaline. You got to be able to, you know, to get yourself up emotionally, to get yourself up physically. But at some point, you got to unwind just a little bit. And the whole, you know, when last week Kevin O'Connell gave J.J. McCarthy a game ball, and you could see J.J. McCarthy, you know, he's like, I've got my alter ego. It's number, you know, it's 9. He's super competitive. I'm like, dude, you have not shown that you can play at the NFL level. You shouldn't be glossing yourself with a nickname.
I think that one of the interesting things about from the Strib yesterday is the fact that Adam Thielen had an interesting parallel and comparison when he talks about Bryce Young down in Carolina. This is the quote. Look at what Bryce is doing now. He's got a lot of confidence. I think being in the same system a couple of years, being around a lot of the same guys, and just trusting the system, I'm sure he's leaning on a ton of experiences over the last few years. There were some really tough moments individually and as a team. There's no timeline that says at this point in your career, you're going to have success. But if you just stay the course and trust it and lean on that experience, good things happen. Bryce Young, everybody after year one was calling him a bust.
Exactly, yes.
And now he looks like he's starting to figure it out. It's year three, but he's starting to figure some things out.
Yeah, I mean, it's been very up and down. And you talk about something not being linear. If you talk about something not being linear, that's exactly what you're talking about when it comes to Bryce Young.
All right, real quick phone call from Jeff in Sauk Rapids.
Henry, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good, not bad. You know, I don't have a magic answer. I don't have a magic wand. But I don't know if it's Kevin O'Connell, the quarterback, or whatever it is, but I just kept thinking to myself, how many years do you want to spend having this conversation every damn Monday. And this same kind of conversation at the end of every damn season. They just can't get it together.
In terms of drafting a quarterback, you mean?
I don't have the technical knowledge. But this team has been crap for how long, Henry?
We were good last year. Hold on, we won 14 games last year.
Yeah, where'd it get us?
I know that, but I mean, you can't say we were crap, though. They won 14 games. I get that. They haven't done anything in the postseason. I give you that. But they've had a good run of some good seasons.
I don't know. I have never seen a medal for, coming in dead last in playoffs or anything. I mean, we're not here earning Boy Scout patches, for crying out loud. 14 games, all right. Give them a 14-game patch. Let them throw it on their shirts. Don't go back to work.
Oh, man. Thanks for the phone call from Jeff and Salk Rabbits. I'm not saying that the Vikings have accomplished something special.
We don't even have any NFC Championship game wins to show since, what, the 70s?
I mean, but I can't say that they're crap. Like, if you win 14 games, you're better than crap.
I think the expectation now with a rookie quarterback and something we've never done, the Vikings have never had this spot in their franchise with a young quarterback and have all, you know, all these pieces around him. We're expecting Super Bowl. And this may be the route, but the problem is the road may be under construction a little bit. And we want that. I think that's what Jeff's talking about. Like, you've never developed a quarterback that could get you to Super Bowl. Well, I mean, not since Fran Tarkenton.
Who was the last really good quarterback that we drafted?
Dante. Yeah.
And that's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. Dante was the last really good quarterback that we drafted.
Yeah, if he doesn't tear up his knee in that game against Carolina,
who
knows where we would have been.
Yep. All right, coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather. And then, look, not being able to admit when you're clearly wrong, in my opinion, is a character flaw. We get to that next year on The Lake Show. Everybody in life should acknowledge mistakes when they understand that maybe a situation that they thought was one way was not indeed the case, that something that they believed in was fraudulent.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Because not being able to admit when you're wrong about something, to me, really kind of puts into question your character. Like when it stares you in the face and you the writing is on the wall that, maybe this wasn't what I thought it was. I'm wrong here. And when you're confronted with that and you can't address it and say, my bad, or I apologize, or I was wrong here, that's not a good look. Like, for instance, I remember a few years ago when the Deshaun Watson situation came up. On the front end, I was like, this seems a little bit weird. Maybe this is not necessarily concocted, but it just seems like, is this a witch hunt? Are they out to get Deshaun? Like, what is going on here? No. Deshaun Watson, a creep. Deshaun Watson. Not on up and up. And me jumping out there and saying, nah, I'm not sure, and kind of slightly defending him wasn't a move. And I've acknowledged that. And Deshaun Watson hasn't been able to get past that. Now, I know he's got injuries, all those, so whatever. But at the end of the day, Deshaun Watson ended up being who people said that he was. That he was somebody that was inappropriately... I think it was groping people, soliciting stuff.
Yeah, like a lot of massage therapists. He was getting a little handsy.
Yes, yes. Basically, along the lines of him and what's the kicker's name? They have the same situation.
Justin Tucker.
Same situation.
Yes.
So Deshaun Watson, clearly, and look, when you idolize people, and I've never idolized Deshaun Watson. Let me be clear about that. But when you look up to people, and people let you down. You got to call it for what it is, okay? And you just have to just cut your losses and say, you know what? This person wasn't who I thought that they were. Once the allegations came out from day one about Bill Cosby, when the second woman came out and said, yeah, this first woman, she's correct because he did the same thing to me, I said, oh, we have an issue. Now, there were clearly people that were like, oh, this Me Too thing. I ain't trying to hear that. When people make accusations and it starts to snowball, where there's smoke, there's fire. Whether it's Bill Cosby, Kanye West started acting ridiculous, and then he started coming out with all the anti-Semitism. You have to remove yourself from appreciating those people, okay? Because if you don't, then you are indeed part of the cult. That's why I said years ago, this going back to when the rumors were out there that R. Kelly was a pedophile. I said to the producers at KFAN, I said, listen, I'm going to tell you this right now. He's not in jail. I don't know if he is or he isn't. We don't play his music on my show anymore. We're just not going to do it because something's not right
here. You don't want to be associated with that in any way.
Well, something's not right here, and I can't be a fan of his.
Right.
Because to me, it seems as though they've got the goods on him, and I'm not a fan of his. And sure enough, a few years after, it's more than a few years, but let's just say like 8 or 9 years after, they've got him, and now he's in jail where he needs to be. My point is this. You have to be able to admit when you're wrong. And I thought about this when I saw this clip from Joe Borilli. He is the managing director of Chartwell Strategy Group. He's the former New York City Council GOP leader. And the topic when they were talking on this panel on CNN was about tariffs. And if you haven't heard, most recently, Donald Trump is looking to roll back tariffs on beef, and I think coffee is another one, like certain things, tomatoes, bananas, because he understands that the American people understand that you're lying about the lower cost. Okay? You can't continue to look into the camera. You can't continue to tell the American people that groceries are down, because groceries aren't down. So that,
we know what our bill is.
So you got to get past that. You got to rein that in. You got to help us. And anybody and everybody should understand that tariffs are not helping us. Well, Borrelli, he was literally on CNN, and he would not acknowledge on the panel when, and everybody laughed at him. He would not acknowledge that the tariffs, that they should be changing the tactics with regards to the tariffs.
I really want to use twinkle from now on.
You could twinkle with tariffs.
You could twinkle.
But this is a good argument for keeping the this is a good argument for keeping that power within the president, which is what they're in court for right now, allowing the president to be able to fluctuate tariffs as needed.
But is he going to admit that he made a mistake? And this is where I will say that, because again, I can give it on both sides. Is he going to admit that he made a mistake and said, hey, you know, I got it wrong on that, so now I'm going to fix it?
It's not a mistake. It's a change of tactics. And it's an adjustment.
A tinker.
It's an adjustment to reality. It's an adjustment to reality.
That's a gift.
Dan and Jason, was not the whole point of the trade war to boost domestic production? You are not boosting domestic
100%.
Production.
You got to own it. Like you got to own it. I'll own it. Like, I'm not right on everything. I've been wrong on a lot of stuff. We'll always be wrong on
we
certain
all have.
Things.
Yes.
Like, but you gotta like just step up and say, you know what, this one way off here. Like you gotta take ownership for it. And I'm gonna give somebody some credit. And I'm not a fan. I am not a fan of Marjorie Taylor Greene. She has been very divisive for years. Okay. Ever since she got elevated into being a politician and representing Georgia in politics, she's been a very strong supporter of President Donald Trump and a lot of things that he has done that, in my opinion, okay, hasn't helped the country. But listen to this, because she was talking to Dana Bash on CNN, and she basically apologizes for involving herself and what she admits has been toxic politics.
I would like to say humbly, I'm sorry for taking part in the toxic politics. It's very bad for our country. It's been something I've thought about a lot, especially since Charlie Kirk was assassinated, is that I'm only responsible for myself and my own words and actions. And I am committed, and I've been working on this a lot lately, to put down the knives in politics. I really just want to see people be kind to one another, and we need to figure out a new path forward that is focused on the American people, because as Americans, no matter what side of the aisle we're on, we have far more in common than we have differences.
Yeah.
And we need to be able to respect each other with our disagreements.
All right. So Marjorie Taylor Greene, somebody that I have been on the other side of her opinions and things that she said for years. I look at her apology and I say, job well done. Take ownership for being on the wrong side. Now, with that being said, okay, some people are saying and really questioning how authentic, how genuine are you in apologizing? Because it comes across to some, okay, to some. I'm not going to sit here and say that she's not genuine. But to some, they're like, you're only saying that because President Donald Trump, you're in his doghouse, and he is going at you now, mm-hmm. and that is the reason why you are saying, I'm sorry for being a part of toxic politics, just because Donald Trump seems like he's putting his people on you now.
Yeah, she has come out and said that she is getting, which is so weird to me to say that Marjorie Taylor Greene is being harassed and threatened by Donald Trump supporters when she herself is a Donald Trump supporter. So it's kind of hard for me to imagine that she is getting the vitriol that other people have had when they are on the other side of whatever, you know, point Donald Trump is trying to get across. Hey, I don't know if this is going to last because she's already come out and said, hey, you know, I didn't mean this, you know, so she's already kind of softening everything. But at the end of the day, when you do see that something has changed, it is okay to admit, hey, yeah, I my bad, this has changed. Because to go back to, you know, the Borelli cut, you don't change tactics if what you're doing is working. That's the thing. Oh, we're going to change our philosophy. It's a change in tactics. Why are you changing something that is supposedly working so well? You're going to change. Why? If it's so successful, you keep doing it. And I just feel like, Henry, they're putting more of that out there and just expecting us to be like, golly gee whiz, Beav. You're right. Gosh, I didn't even realize that. Gee, thanks. It's like, we see this. Just admit it. Like, I would have more respect for people when they say, hey, my bad, I messed up. Because then it's like, we all make mistakes. Then we move forward with the new information.
And to that, and we can take a phone call and some text, 651-461-9226. It's not just about politics. It also extends into other areas of life and sports as well.
Quarterbacking?
And there's clearly an example that I want to get to on the other side of a break right here on The Lake Show. And the issue of admitting that you're wrong is not even necessarily about politics. It's just as a human being admitting that you're wrong. I mean, look at Joe Biden and the slippage. Remember when that came up about Joe Biden and Joe Biden, he's the same Joe? Like,
we could see it.
Anybody that said that Joe Biden was the same guy in 2024 as 2020, come on. Stop. And then after the election, oh, yeah, well, Joe. Well, why were you saying that on the front end? Like, everybody knew that Joe Biden wasn't the same guy. Look at the debate that took place. That just, like, that type of nonsense and this type of nonsense. Ja'Marr Chase in the sports world. Yesterday, after Jalen Ramsey was ejected from the Steelers Bengals game, everybody was asking Ja'Marr Chase in the locker room about an allegation of whether he spit on Jalen Ramsey, which led Jalen Ramsey to punching him. This is what Ja'Marr Chase had to say.
He was saying that you spit on him. Did you spit on him?
I ain't never opened my mouth to that guy.
So what do you think prompted the reaction from him?
Well, he don't like some of the words I told him.
What are you saying?
I ain't spit on nobody.
Like, and so now, first off, that's just, I mean, just dumb. And he's been suspended for a game. I actually think that the spitting thing is getting worse. Because that's like the third incident this year that we've had where we've had, because we had the one on opening week, it was Jalen Carter. And then after that, we had a second incident of spitting. And now this is the third. Like, sit guys down for two games. Seriously, I know he's getting a game, but this is like, the world has you on video, and it was gross. Like, it was the worst of all of them, right? And so now, you're a liar, okay? So now he's got to go in front of the world and say, you know what? In the heat of the moment, I lost my cool. I apologize for lying. I apologize for spitting on him. It's just the grossest thing ever. But that's what I'm talking about here. That's what I'm talking about here. Let's go to Jay in Brooklyn Park. What's up, Jay?
Hi, Henry. I'll predicate this by saying that I did vote for Trump. I support Trump. Not exactly like the crazy MAGAs like some people, but
I hear you.
Whatever. So anyway, just so you know where I'm at. But the Marjorie Taylor Greene thing, I'm really getting a kick out of this because she's just burning Trump up. I mean, he can't stand this. You know, and it's actually pretty surprising that more people just won't stand up to the guy. You know, they're just so terrified of this guy, and I don't get it. you know, I get weary of his BS. But where I had a lot of respect for her was when she came out and said the QAnon stuff was a bunch of BS.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It was fake, fabricated. It never existed.
She did do that. Yep.
Yep. And I, that's where I kind of got the respect for her is like, I mean, and anybody with common sense knew the QAnon stuff was garbage. But God almighty, did a lot of people believe in that. Now, yep. You don't hear anything about them anymore. And I've actually yep. said this many times. I'm like, where'd QAnon go? Since a year ago, the election, QAnon disappeared. So the guy just disappeared. Where'd he go?
Hey, thanks.
Gotta be there somewhere.
Thanks to the phone call from Jay in Brooklyn Park. And I agree with him. I agree with Jay. And he's right about...
That's a great phone call.
About Marjorie Taylor Greene. She has admitted that it's just false stuff. You know, at some point, and see, I think that this is the crux of it, though, with Marjorie Taylor Greene, is that she understands that every time that someone gets in front of a camera, regardless who it is, it could be Donald Trump or anybody else, it could be a Democrat, to say that grocery prices are down and all of these things, she can't take that to her constituents. She can't stand in a town hall and say that with a straight face. You can't spin that. And that becomes a problem for anybody out there. I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent. Let's take one quick phone call here. We're up against the clock. James in Minneapolis. How you doing, James?
Hey, James. Hey, this is James. Henry, I love you, man. You are the best. And although we're on different sides most of the time, I would love to have a beer with you because you're just a cool cat. But I want to put perspective where perspective needs, and that is we wouldn't be in all of these having all these difficulties if, I'm a conservative, if the Democrats didn't allow all the illegal immigration where they just opened things up, we wouldn't have all these problems with tariffs if they would have created a fair system for a long time. We wouldn't have had problems with all these prices going up, but we've got people trying to take wages to $16, $18 for fast food employees, which are temporary positions, or for the most part are. So you try to, look at the things that we're talking about right here. How do you speak to that, Henry?
How does any of that have to do with the topic of taking accountability when you're wrong? What you just stated? No. Hold on. What you just stated has zero zilch to do what we've been talking about for the last 25 minutes.
No, it does because you.
No, it doesn't.
That.
You're talking about. Thanks for the phone call from James. He's trying to get into immigration. We're not talking about immigration, James. Stay on topic. I am giving people props to do for taking accountability for when they are wrong or when they should address when they're wrong, regardless of who you are. That he just made this into an immigration topic? James, come on, bro. Come on, bro. I'm not sure we're going to have a beer based on that last phone call. Not that I don't love that you listen to the show, but come on, man. Coming up next, did any of you make it out to Krispy Kreme and Fridley over the weekend? Let's discuss it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.